This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
It's a long way coming down, the ladder's in your eye, for a Wednesday in your garden, a day that I would die.
Wednesday in your garden. Lots of things beginning to grow all over the place. Looking out of my back garden here on the farm, Jay, there are lots of things, the bulbs, you know, the daisies and the daffodils and the things that come up early. And they seem to grow overnight, like they get
huge.
Yes,
they do. Uh-huh.
Right? Just bingo, they're there.
Those Easter lilies or Easter daisies or whatever they are, those big yellow ones.
Yeah, very cool. Today is World Homeopathic Day, something to celebrate because the founder of homeopathy, Samuel Hahnemann, a French doctor, a scientist, a great scholar, during his first 15 years as a doctor, he was trying to make a living, made a discovery. He believed that if patients had an illness, they had to be given the ingredients that induce symptoms of this illness to cure the disease. If the patient was suffering from, for example, a severe fever, he was given a medicine that in a healthy person would provoke a high fever. He claimed to be able to compile a selection of appropriate remedies by a process he called proving. The proving the way science works is to prove a theory, right? You go through, you present a hypothesis, and then you prove it, or not, according to the scientific method anyway. And so when you get to homeopathy, the remedies that are made with natural ingredients, I always talk about standard process because that's a line I just downstairs taking some of the stuff myself just now because it's all made from food, and food is medicine. Jack Stockwell will tell you that any day of the week on his Hour of the Good Day Health Program. We present, by the way, two of those every week, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his Good Day Health Hour, and then Dr. Jack Stockwell. They both have different points of view on how to take care of yourself. You listen to 2 hours of the information they present, you make up your own minds. I spent a lot of time with both of them. In the last 2 weeks, I've spent a day with Jack Stockwell in his clinic in Salt Lake City, and I've spent a day with Ken in his clinic down in Florida. And I have, because of it, benefited from the expertise. Open-mindedness is very important when it comes to medicine, I think. And so I use homeopathy as much as I can. I don't know that I call it that. Natural, whatever, you know, naturopaths, because there are various things like the allergies that I have and you have, Jay, that are treated much better. Although I tried the Z-Pak route and it didn't really work to get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
I resisted it, but Ken said, well, we should take it, so I did. Now I'm on to a homeopathic thing that sort of dries up. It's like Mucinex and things like that, but it serves to drive you up. But there are a lot of things. People are depressed and they take homeopathy, chronic fatigue, rheumatoid arthritis, irritable bowel syndrome, migraine, headaches.
What's the one? Epstein-Barr virus.
Yep.
That is kind of like the root evil of so many other issues we experience.
Yeah.
And so many people don't realize that they have EPV.
Mono. It's mono. It's what basically is
EPV.
Mono.
EPV, yes, exactly. Yeah. Cause a lot of inflammation.
Yeah. So anyway, World Homeopathy Day. National Sibling Day today. I'd rather talk about this. The celebration of the bond between brothers and sisters. I have two sisters, one older, one younger. I am tied to them, obviously, by our family DNA. We had similar experiences, and most, I think, families do with the children as they grow up. Have the same mother and father, so they're bound to have the same experiences. Sometimes you live those experiences through your entire life. And so I think that that in this circumstance, this started as a Hindu sort of recognition of a brother's gift to his sisters. And so it goes way back, ancient origins. And a lot of people celebrate it today. So the first celebration, though, of siblings took place in 400 B.C. I think the first siblings in our country to become famous were the Wright brothers, don't you think? When they flew the first airplane successfully, the two of them, it couldn't have happened with just one. Both of them worked together to make history.
And then, I guess you're right, because I can't name another sibling group prior to them, now that you mention it.
Yeah, I can't either. Nope. All right, and so then there's also today something, help me with the pronunciation of this, if you will, Jay. Eid al-Fitr, I think.
Eid al-Fitr.
Eid al-Fitr, is that how you pronounce it?
Eid, yeah. Eid
rhymes with
al-Fitr. Yeah, Eid al-Fitr.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is an Islamic thing. It's on the Islamic calendar. It is something that's dependent on lunar cycles, and we sure got plenty of that going on right now with the lunar eclipse and the other planets being in retrograde. This is a 10-day event, apparently, and this year it begins on May 3rd, so this is preparation for it. Is that what it is in the Muslim community, preparation for what happens on May 3rd, just before May 5th?
Yeah, there's like a 10-day margin because it goes based on the moon cycle, but it ends, it's essentially ending a month-long dawn to sunset fasting of Ramadan.
Yeah. All right, so this is something that is celebrated a lot in, obviously, the Muslim countries. Iran was the first to actually focus on this. They issued stamps that feature the crescent and the mosque, and which is the symbol of the Muslim religion. And they, you know, in the history of all of this, the Hajj pilgrimage, doesn't that take place around now? Am I right with that? Where there are millions of Muslims that go to the origins of this, they sacrificed animals, sheep and goats and cows and stuff to God. They don't do that anymore, but they did it.
Go to Mecca.
Yeah, right. Going to Mecca is the Hajj. So I think about this in terms of the Iranians and what's going on right now with Iran. Most of the last 24 hours, 48 hours, what's gone on this week, the various attacks that have taken place, all are easily traced back to Iran. And the Iranians, the leaders of Iran, claim that their religion, the Muslim religion, directs them to do this, to get rid of all the infidels. And so you look at this celebration that most of the Muslim community is going through, and then you see what these idiots who have interpreted the words of the Quran in a way that gives them the ability to try to be all-powerful, right? They want to rule everything, tell everybody what to do, how to live. And thus the problems in the Middle East don't come out of this day of celebration, but they do come out of Iran. And the sooner that we recognize that and do something about it, and of course the question then is, what do you do about it? And I think that that requires some pretty powerful minds and pretty, you know, like thinking in order to fix the problem, which is not getting fixed by any stretch of the imagination at the moment. Okay, so we have that to deal with. I've said today wasn't exactly the most wonderful day that I've ever experienced in my life, and I continue to see things going on around me, like the 96 shots that were fired in a fatal Chicago traffic stop yesterday. The body cam footage shows. So it's, how do you? I don't even begin to understand the problem here. Is that the footage is pretty distressing if you've seen it, Jay. There's a traffic stop, and the police stopped this car. They killed a 26-year-old who was driving it, and the camera when you look at the police shooting 96 bullets into this car, you have to come to the conclusion that it was excessive force. What other I can't look at you can't come to another conviction. You can't come to another conclusion. The investigation suggests the driver opened fire on officers first. His family is wondering whether that's true or not, but it appears that that was the case. His car was full of guns, and the officers then attacked the car and just kept firing. So you got to wonder here, what's right and what isn't right? It's easy to condemn the police here, but it's also easy to condemn the driver of the car. And you try to figure out, okay, what is the story? Why did this guy, they stopped the guy and
apparently
asked him to roll
check.
Window
yeah.
down? Yeah, well, we stop people for wearing seatbelts. That's another ridiculous.
I think, where exactly? I know this was in the neighborhood of Chicago, but was this like a suburb? Because I know in some areas, some suburbs, where I don't want to say police have nothing better to do, but there's not high crimes where...
There's a lot of that.
You live in a big city. Yeah, even if you have expired tags on your license plate, they're probably not going to pull you over because they're busier doing other things. In some of the smaller communities, they have the time
they're
to
always,
make sure of stuff like
well,
that.
Here's how I categorize it, is they're sitting there looking for trouble. And they are. That's what they're doing. Whether they're using a radar gun to stop speeders and collect money for the city. I went down and got a load of grain for my cows yesterday, and the main road was blocked, so I went the back way. And every single town, as I went through, some of the smaller towns, there's a police car on the side of the road just looking around, trying to, that they're trying to do their job, which is law and order. But how do you do that if you're just sitting on the side of the road looking for somebody who doesn't have a stick or doesn't have a seatbelt on or has a taillight out?
Speeders with stuff like that.
Yeah, but at this time of day on these roads, you can't speed because there's too much traffic. Sometimes of the day, yeah, absolutely. But not at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when you're barely moving 20 miles an hour. I don't know. I guess that we all think that our thinking is perfect and it isn't all the time. 18 after the hour.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-565-9662.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes. All from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, here we are. It's a 23 after the hour of the Good Day program. Social media and trending names and stories. We often focus on celebrity, and I think we use the term, Jay, celebrity, to mean people who are entertainers, people who are well known, and
not
so
just public figures.
No, but I do think, because Jay Leno's name is on the trending list, we spend a moment talking about the fact that he was granted conservatorship of his wife's estate because she has dementia, is battling it. Mavis Leno needs somebody to take care of her, and the judge said she'll get very good care with Mr. Leno. They've been married for over 40 years. She was a writer on the old Tonight Show. That's how he met her, and she contributed a lot to his career, but obviously contributed a lot to his life. And you can see the strain. If you look at a picture of him, you can see what this is doing to him. This is troubling him a great deal. So, anyway, I think it was the only thing to do under the circumstances. But you still got a feel for the guy, and you got a feel for her. It's a lousy, horrible situation to be put in. So, God bless him. Meanwhile, another name that's trending. Well, actually, there are two names: Jennifer and James Crumbly. Remember them, the parents of the Michigan school shooter. They were sentenced yesterday. Remember, this is the parents of that school shooter in Oxford, at the Oxford High School.
Yes.
They were sentenced to...
Warning signs have been drawing things. His parents knew there was an issue, and yet they've still provided him a gun and didn't take care of access to that weapon.
Yep. They got 10 to 15 years for manslaughter, and as far as I'm concerned, they should have gotten more. That's a minimum. So anyway, the judge says, I can and will offer my deepest and most sincere condolences for your unfathomable losses. That's saying that to the people in the school. So the ripple effect, she said, in the best interest of justice, you belong in jail. Parents are not expected to be psychic, but these convictions are not about poor parenting. These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acting that could have halted this runaway train. About repeatedly ignoring things that would make a reasonable person feel the hair on the back of their neck. That's what the judge said. Guidelines in this manner, the judge goes on, do not capture the catastrophic impact of the action of your son. So, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. They've been in jail for 858 days so far while they were awaiting trial. I guess that'll be deducted from their sentence. But anyway, Mrs. Crumbly tried to take back her testimony when she said she wouldn't have done anything differently. You dummy. And then the husband was crying and says he thought he ought to be sentenced in a fair and just way. Well, you know, this is the kind of trial, this is the kind of result, this is the kind of publicity that should give people cause to think. If enough people are reading, not between the lines, but it's pretty obvious what's going on here, what these criminal charges were all about. And so they should be in jail for 15 years. And hopefully they'll stay there the whole...
Because they think, oh, I'm overreacting. Well, overreact.
Yeah.
If the worst case scenario
is
overreacting is the fact that you are overreacting, then overreact.
Yeah. It's your job. Hello. Your job. That's your job. Okay, a couple of other things trending. The Japanese Prime Minister's name is on the list. State visit to Washington, pictures of him and Joe Biden everywhere. They're talking about military, co-sponsoring military actions and stuff to counter whatever is going on in China, so I guess that's somewhat appropriate. Anyway, those are some things that are trending on social media here on Good Day at 28 after the hour. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed this week, Smith also pressed the High Court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. A decision on the matter is expected by July. An 18-year-old has been arrested for allegedly planning attacks on churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Federal prosecutors say Alexander Mercurio planned to use knives, guns, and fire in the attacks on people at the churches. Mercurio allegedly pledged his allegiance to ISIS in online posting. The widely acclaimed Dune Part 2, set to arrive on streaming platforms soon. It'll be up for digital rental and purchase starting April 16th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Have mercy, baby.
Want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these.
Me too.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Guess it depends on what the label says, right? Do you like the chocolates that have the assortment, or do you just like the creamy chocolate? Milk chocolate with creamy filling. What do you say, Jay? What's your
dark pick? Chocolate. Give me the dark chocolate. I do like the assortments because they have the different things, but when you bite into a coconut, that is just like, that's a bad day. I like the flavor of coconut things. Like, I love coconut oil.
But not coconut in chocolate?
But coconut itself, because it's the texture for me. It's that gritty awfulness.
I was having a conversation.
Why can't they make it creamy?
Creamy coconut?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really,
they do it another thing.
Sure they could, yeah, probably. I had a conversation with my favorite physical therapist and in life, one of my favorite people, because she listens And she hears me talking about the almond water and the coconut water and the soy water. And so she was challenging me yesterday. Well, so she says to me.
It took me a minute to realize what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Because there almond, is coconut water, and I'm like, soy water?
Yeah.
What? Dairy alternative.
But I will not refer to them. Yeah, they are dairy alternatives. So that's the answer, Jennifer, to the question about what do you call almond milk. She likes almond, but it isn't milk. Maybe that's
dairy alternative.
Almond, but this isn't milk. So almond / dairy alternative. Okay.
I'm a big fan of the cashew variety.
Ah, yeah. Ugh, harsh. Good.
Although, you know what is good? Speaking of, because you did mention the water stuff, coconut water, not coconut dairy alternative, although I do like that too, but coconut water, the actual liquid that is inside a coconut when you break it open, yum. Mm.
Those of you who are not familiar with this conversation, who may be new to the program, I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I raise Jersey replacement heifers, and for most of my life, been around cows all my life, most of my life I've milked cows, and I've grown up on raw milk, and I don't agree with all of the people who posture all the time, oh, raw milk is bad for you. Raw milk is not bad for you if it's done the proper way, but the point of my discussion about milk is that there is no such thing as milk unless it comes out of the mammary glands.
There it is.
Animal.
That's not a real conversation until you mention the mammary glands.
Mammary glands, right. That's it. You got it. Bing, bang, boom. All right, while we're here in Boston talking about things, well, it isn't just here that there are mammary glands and milk discussions that go on. But the Boston papers today are telling the story of an ancient sea turtle who lives here in town. I'm not sure which part of town he lives in, but he had his physical yesterday, and he's been given a clean bill of health by the veterinarian who performed Myrtle the Turtle's physical.
Aww.
Has a checkup every year. 500-pound reptile that was taken, she's in the, actually at the aquarium, the Boston Aquarium, but they never take her out except for her physical. She's thought to be 95 years old and is, according to the doctors, she is in great shape. So that's the story today. Ray,
way to
for
go,
Myrtle,
Myrtle
the Turtle. That may be the best story of the day. We got a lot of lousy stories today. That may be the best one. Here's another one. We were talking about siblings earlier because this is sort of a sibling day. Did you know that twins live longer on average? It's like having a close friend, identical twins, and if you stay close to them for your entire life, the research shows, that the positive effects on life expectancy are astounding. This is from the University of Washington, analyzing data gathered in the twin registry of a number of European countries, one of the world's oldest registries on identical twins, fraternal twins. The data reviewed include information on 3,000 same-sex twins who survived beyond the age of 10 back in the 1800s. And so over the century, they've looked at these twins. And the study finds that they enjoyed a significantly higher survival rate compared to the rest of the population, not only in terms of real survival at birth, but also survival and longevity, averaging like 6% of them live to be over 100 together. Which is, you know, when you think about it, I've never really thought about this, frankly, and so that's why I thought I'd bring it to you, thinking about twins and, you know, who was born first and who dies first. I don't know why I would think about that or why anybody would think about it, but now that you bring it up, it's kind of interesting, because it's always, whenever I meet twins, I look at them and I say, okay, who came out first? And they know who it, most of the twins know. You know, who came out first?
Sometimes she's youngest, yeah.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it can only be by seconds. I've talked to people who have been like twins and been born hours apart. The mother's struggling. You get the first one out, and the second one doesn't want to come out. or doesn't come out, and sometimes you got to reach in and pull them out. But I just thought that was kind of
interesting. Their personalities as they get older. One is always on time or stuff like that,
yeah.
Type A, and then the other one's a little bit more
right.
Type B. I have two of my closest friends are twins, and they just have the most fantastic relationship. Like, whenever you think about your siblings and you just have a special bond, there is something that is even more special when you have roommates.
Yeah, right. I think you're right about that. Pretty interesting. The world is full of interesting things. Okay, so this is not so interesting. It's kind of scary. Back to what's going on with the people who are coming into our country. A lot of foreign adversaries and terrorist groups seem to be sharpening their aim at our country, targeting outside the country, cyber operations, security tactics that are being used outside the country to destroy our country. So there has been a lot of focus on this. The ISIS-type groups, like what happened in Russia a couple of weeks ago. So these people are all over the world, not just in Russia, not just here, but they are Al-Qaeda and their followers. Attacks on Jewish communities is what they want, not only here in America, but across the European continent, and again, even in Russia. It's called ISIS-K. They're the ones that attacked the Russian concert, and they're apparently the ones that are spreading out. And I just wonder, again, back to what motivates these people to have so much hate. So much hate. So, you know, the Russians and what they're doing, but now there are people that, you know, I don't know that ISIS cares whether or not the Russians are fighting with the Ukrainians. They just seem to want the ISIS just, they want to disrupt the world. And they're, you know, apparently the Chinese government has had problems with them, but they don't admit it. But apparently there has been, and then, you know, the Chinese government itself is throwing itself at undermining the security and the economy, the rule of law around the rest of the world. And there are people who are worried about all the Chinese that are coming into our country. You know, the focus has always been and seems to still be with people who are ignorant that we're talking about the Hispanic inundation of the United States. But nobody's paying attention to the tens of thousands of Chinese who are coming in here and what they're doing, where they're going, and why they're coming here. You know, there are plenty of people in China that don't like being in China. They want to come here. But are there some that are being sent here by their government? That's the question. To create havoc should the time arise.
Or individuals who are doing this because they feel like they want to be a part of something.
Yeah, right. Yep, there's that for sure. Okay, this is the story of Alexander Scott Mercurio, who's 18 years old, unknowingly outlined to the FBI his planned attack on churches in his hometown in Idaho. Do I even want to talk about this? This kid explaining, the FBI caught him, and he's explained every aspect of his planned attack. And again, this is an ISIS thing. He wanted to walk into the nearest church and blow it up. He had weapons. He planned to storm a temple, kill as many people as possible in there, burn the temple to the ground. What the hell is the matter with people? He's got an AR. The police caught him with an AR-15, a machete, a hatchet, and knives that were all from his father's survival kits. I'm telling you, people are nuts. And is that the fate of America? Is that the fate of humanity? This kind of stuff. We talk about artificial intelligence, and then you look at stuff like this. Which is better or worse? This kind of stuff perpetrated by humans, or having artificial intelligence in the form of who knows what, doing who knows what,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, and then what artificial intelligence can convey to other people? I mean, what's the one where was it the Walmart shooting? The grocery store shooting, where it was racially motivated, but Reddit and YouTube are being sued because the algorithm was sending racially motivated propaganda to that person's account, that monster's account.
Yeah. Well, speaking of monsters, there's an amateur fossil hunter who found, this young lady found a giant mammoth tooth. She said, you know, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to take a walk on the beach, and I'm going to find something, an old relic. And she stopped to sit on a rock by the water's edge when she was walking on her birthday, and she saw a wavy line in the gravel. So she started poking around. She thought it was a tooth. And sure enough, what did she dig out of the sand? She and her husband brought a trowel to the scene. They dug it up, what they had seen. A fully fossilized giant mammoth tooth. You know how it's like an elephant's tusk, if you will. Same kind of thing. It weighed 4 pounds and measures 6.5 to 7 inches in length. The tooth, you see pictures, right? Didn't you see when you studied sort of not ancient history, but the history of the planet? Again, this is world history and history of the planet. Mm-hmm. The mammoths that were around a couple of million years ago.
Yeah.
They look like elephants, except they're hairy.
But how did we know that they looked like elephants? Because the trunk is cartilage, so that wasn't part of the bone. So when they dug up these fossils, there was never a trunk involved. I always wondered, how did they know they were exactly like elephants? Uh-huh. Because didn't we find out later that some dinosaurs had feathers, and they were more like birds than reptilians than we even realized?
That's it. You spoiled the whole thing by asking an intelligent question. Shame on you.
You're welcome.
Jay and Doug here, 48 after. This is Good Day.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-565-9662.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Nature nurtures, and there's nobody more nurturing than Steven Seagal. I think when I think of Steven Seagal, I think of warmth and love and kindness and all those good things. Right, Chuckers? Isn't that what I should think of when I...
Do you really?
Yeah, maybe not. No.
Like if you saw him right now, would you walk over and give him a big hug?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what he was doing. I think he's gotten so heavy, I wouldn't be able to wrap my arm around him anyway because he's so big and fat. But anyway,
he turned 73 years old today.
Wow.
Steven Seagal. That was the theme to Under Siege from 1992, which many regard, probably including myself, as his best film. And I'll tell you why it was his best film. Because Andrew Davis, who directed The Fugitive, directed that movie. It was a big Warner Brothers film. They put a lot of money into it. Tommy Lee Jones was the villain, also Gary Busey, and Tommy Lee Jones is great. And so I'll tell you a quick story. About 4 months ago, I interviewed Andrew Davis on a podcast, right? So he told me that originally he directed Steven Seagal in Above the Law, and they got along really well, and it was a good film. And a few years later, when he did Under Siege, Seagal's ego was out of control. So he said to Andrew Davis that when he went into the editing room, he actually cut the film to give Tommy Lee Jones more screen time than the star of the film, Steven Seagal, which I found, I can't tell when I watch it. It doesn't feel that way, but I thought that was funny.
Well, that's very interesting that. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yeah, no, that is very interesting. All right, let's see here.
I was a fan of Steven Seagal. He had a good connectability with his audience. Say what you want about him off screen. On screen during that period when he had his run, he was very popular for a reason, and that's because he connected with his fan base, and he was good on film as an action star. Very, very good, in my opinion.
Yeah, he was. Okay, Moana sequel, Moana 2, with The Rock And I don't remember Moana 1. What was
I'm
it?
Not that
what
big into need? The animated. Is this going to be live? It's going to be live action, though, right? I think.
Yeah, I think that's what it looks like. Yeah. It was originally developed as a TV series, but became a movie after the guy that runs Disney thought, okay, well, this would make a great action flick, but without, you know, the stars. Let's do one of those, what do they call it, animated films.
Right.
I think you're right. This is a live action film.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Disney has not taken any property from the past and not try to regurgitate it to squeeze out a couple extra bucks. I mean, it would be nice in this industry if they would just try to focus on creating something original and new, but considering movies are so expensive from the production end, they just don't have the spine to do it. And so they always go back to that perennial well of name recognition. That's just the way the industry works, Doug.
Yeah. Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Go ahead.
This
is an interesting one. Francis Ford Coppola, right, who directed The Godfather 1 and 2. Obviously iconic back in the 70s, and he's made so many good movies. He self-financed this movie called Megalopolis. He spent $100 or $120 million out of his own pocket to do this film. And it was just screened a few weeks ago to a bunch of studio heads, and the reaction was very divisive, with one person or a few people coming out saying that no studio would pay the P&A, which is the marketing cost, to buy this movie and promote it, because they don't think it'll play mainstream. It's going to screen at Cannes in May. So that's going to be really interesting to see where that goes. $120 million out of his own pocket for a movie mainstream.
That reminds me of the story. I'm reading the biography of John Wayne, which is a 400-page book that I get a few pages here and there out of. And I just read the part about the Alamo that he produced and directed. He, for 10 years, was trying to get that movie made, couldn't get a lot of support. And when it was made, there were a lot of people who thought it was awful. It lost money at first. He lost money on it. He put millions of his own money into it, in addition to United Artists and Warner Brothers. And they just they kind of pulled the plug on him. And they said the same thing that you just said about the movie that we're talking about now. Back then, it was brutal. It was too long. It was just too much of everything and not enough of the right thing, apparently. That's interesting how
a lot of movies that are made now, no one entity wants to take sole responsibility for the 100% of the financing and the marketing. A lot of them, they split it in two or three ways. You know, one takes the financing of the production, and the other pays for the marketing aspect.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.